Hello and welcome to this week's Idea Lab, part of the Entrepreneur Experiment, with me, Gary Fox. This is Idea Lab number 17. We are flying along. The Idea Labs are proven to be really popular. I think it's the short content has really kind of grabbed people. So give me feedback. Let me know if you think it's good, if it's something you're enjoying. Today, we're talking about 10-year plans. Why are we talking about 10-year plans? We're talking about 10-year plans because on the pod this week, on the main interview pod, released last Thursday, go back and listen to it if you haven't already. I think it's going to be one of the most popular episodes of the year or of the whole series, which is a prediction I rarely make because I'm always pretty hard on myself. Jamie Heaslip was my guest, and it was a really, really interesting chat. We went deep on habits, routines, investment strategies, and planning. And something he said really stuck with me and kind of made me think and pause, which is great because it's lovely when you hear things that kind of jolt you out of your kind of set mindset of how you think about things. And he said he planned in 10-year cycles. So he plans 10-year, 5-year, 3-year, 1-year, and then quarters. I plan in quarters generally. I plan, 4 quarters of the year, obviously enough, for those of you keeping up with the maths at home. But I never really plan further than that. And it was when he said it, it just made a lot of sense, as in, if your big 10-year plan, your 5-year plan, which feeds into your 10-year plan, your 3-year plan feeds into your 5, your 1-year plan feeds into your 3, and then your quarters feed into your 1. And it just makes total sense. And I did it this weekend. And number one, it was extremely useful. Number two, it was oddly calming. It was very, very relaxing. Because at the minute, I think we're all a bit frazzled. We've talked about this in the pod quite a bit. We're all a bit frazzled by COVID and, oh, this is happening tomorrow and, oh, we're locked down this week and, oh, it's going to happen in week 4. And to actually kind of zoom out and give yourself the chance to sit down and go, right, what does the next 10 years look like? And it kind of gives you this calming sense of, okay, we've been in this situation since March. In the grand scheme of things, that's pretty small. And it was really good. I'd like to know if people are doing that, or do other people do this? Am I the only one not doing this? Let me know if you have a 10-year plan or a 5-year plan or a 3-year plan. It's something I'm doing, and I'm going to keep doing it ahead of, like, you know, generally I start my year in January like everybody else, but I often spend weeks beforehand kind of starting to plan and think about it, because it's something you can't really do in a day, and you shouldn't anyway, because it just leads to kind of short-term thinking. And I don't go into resolutions and stuff like that. New Year's resolutions, think they're a load of crap, but big on planning. So I thought that was really good. Go back and listen to the pod with Jamie and let me know what you think. The Entrepreneur Experiment community update. I revealed this last week, and it's an experiment for myself to see, is there demand for this? Because this would be a big time commitment on my part, and I want to make sure that it's worth it for myself and it's worth it for other people, because I do not want to do something that's subpar. So I'm testing demand for creating our own private Entrepreneur Experiment community. Early feedback was very strong. I literally got a message. I put the YouTube video. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you actually get a preview. I put these up on Sunday evenings now. Little insider tip for anyone listening on the pod. The Idea Lab actually goes up early onto YouTube on a Sunday, because I think a lot of people are chilling out on a Sunday and just relaxing and want to have something to watch on YouTube. I do anyway. Every Sunday morning, I sit down for like an hour and watch YouTube. But early feedback was strong. One guy emailed me like within literally 15 minutes of it going up on YouTube. He's like, oh, I'd love to join, blah, blah, blah. So initial feedback was strong. About 50 people have signed up to the waitlist. If we can get about 100 people on the waitlist, that's my mental barrier for like, okay, there's enough demand to create this, because there is a lot of work in it and I want to make sure it's extremely valuable to people. I do not want this to be something that people will not get value from. So if we can get 100 people, it will launch. It will launch in January/February, probably January. It'll be a paid network. This won't be free, because number one, we don't value what's free. You don't just, it's like when you get a free PDF ebook or download, you kind of like, you download it, you might flick through. Whereas you have to invest in something to make it worthwhile. Generally, I find anyway for me. So it'll be probably 199 to 299, 199 to 299, not 199 to €2.99. And I just think it has to be at that price to deliver value, because I will have to probably hire someone to help me with this. So if the demand is strong, we'll launch. Get your name on the waitlist. If you're on YouTube, you can literally scroll down to the comments and you can, or the description, you can see the waitlist thing there. If not, if you're on my newsletter, newsletter goes out every Monday to people. There's a link there. On with the show. Is Spotify the new YouTube? I've talked about this a little bit before, and it's something I really believe in. I think Spotify is my pick. If someone said to me, what do you decide, what are you bullish on for 2021, 2022? What companies do you think are going to be great? I'm interested to see how Airbnb floats. I think that could be a potentially interesting one, but I'm heavily involved in Airbnb, so that I'm a little bit clouded by that one. But Spotify, I think Spotify are on a path to extreme growth. The way they're setting themselves up. They made another acquisition this week for €235 million. They bought the company Megaphone. Megaphone do pod hosting and pod dynamic ad insertion. So what that means is, you know, when you're watching a YouTube video and it's like that dreaded, oh, the ad will start in 5 seconds and you get like a dynamic ad. And for me at the minute, it's all about PlayStation. They're just bombarding me with ads for PlayStation because I've been looking at a lot of PlayStation videos. That's what it'll allow Spotify to do. So instead of me having to sit down and read, you know, an ad for something midway through the podcast, like you see Joe Rogan, you know, Tim Ferriss, the first 6 minutes of Tim Ferriss's pod is him reading out ads for like mattress companies and supplement companies. So instead of that, Spotify will cleverly and dynamically insert ads that are tailored to you, you know, Gary in Ireland, interested in X, Y, Z. Okay, hit him with this ad. And I think that'll allow Spotify to do a couple of interesting things. Number one, I think it'll help them monetize and help them drive their growth and their revenue. Number two, I think it'll help them essentially become YouTube for voice. But also, when they did the deal with Joe Rogan, they now have an exclusive deal with him. So come January, I think it's January 1st. Come January 1st, Joe Rogan's new episodes won't be going up on YouTube. Not the whole thing. There'll be clips going up as far as I know, but Spotify moving into video. I think when they do that, I think it's going to be a big, big game changer. I think a lot of content creators, I know for me, if I could generate some revenue through YouTube, through Spotify, it would definitely be a help. I think what YouTube did for video creators, Spotify are now going to do for voice creators. So that's my tip for 2021 already. Have a look at Spotify, have a look at what they're doing, especially if you're a creator. If you're on my newsletter, I've linked all these articles, so go subscribe to that if you're not. Now, we're going to talk about millionaire teachers. A rare thing to hear. A wealthy teacher, but these aren't teaching down in Nina CBS. These guys are becoming millionaires in literally 1 to 2 years. Not all of them, but a lot of them. They're becoming online celebrities. And they're teaching niche things. So I break this down in more detail in the newsletter, but essentially, I've talked about this in the pod before as well, scenario I'm very, very bullish on. How they do it is they build a large social following on Twitter, generally, because it's more open access. They become the go-to expert in a niche area. So writing, podcasting, YouTube creation, and they share a ton of free content. So people I'm thinking about here are David Perrell, Jack Butcher, Pat Flynn, people like that. They then develop a low-cost course as their anchor or their hook. Jack Butcher has like a $19 creativity planner, which I've bought. And then you're in their ecosystem, and then you become more kind of interested in what they're doing. Then they develop their own premium course. And this can be often $1,000 to $3,000, and they're becoming extremely wealthy. So David Perrell, it's worth looking this guy up on Twitter. Very good Twitter personality, talks a lot about writing, and his niche is writing for online, writing to be not famous online, but writing to convey your ideas online, writing to share your ideas online. I think it's the exact thing, but this is big money. In February, his course is called Rite of Passage, and he had 198 students paying $1,200. I'll save you doing the maths. That's $237,600. For an online course teaching 7 modules. The thing to note here is they're high quality. This is not just someone banging up a free PDF. These courses are university standard. They're very, very high quality. So this isn't some joker just deciding to do an online course. This is someone who has extensive expertise in the area. But for $250,000 a year, and that course thing is run 3 times a year, it's not bad. Jack Butcher is the second example here. His company is Visualized Value. Design is his expertise. He basically teaches people how to productize service businesses. So if you have a service business, obviously you know it's capped. I've run service businesses myself. You're capped because you're capped in terms of man hours. Man hours equals profit. Man hours equals output. He's teaching people how to productize that. So as a designer, he ran a design agency. He was capped in terms of how much design output he could put out in like a quarter, a year, whatever. So he taught himself how to productize that idea. He taught people how to visualize value. That's his whole hook, is that he shows people how to design things themselves. So the teacher becomes the teacher. He then teaches people, this goes deeper, teacher inception. He then teaches people how to teach online, which is a little bit strange. But there's an Irish example, which I only read about today. It was in the Sunday Times today. A woman called Emma O'Sullivan teaches Shannos dancing online via Zoom. Now, come on, if that's not as niche as it gets, I don't know what is. So it just shows you the long tail effect of the internet means no matter what skill you have, there's someone out there in the world who wants to learn it. And like, it's random because in the article, there's people from New York, there's people from Spain, I think, doing it. There's people from all over the States doing it with their online. So I think that's very cool. If you're on my newsletter, I've linked to a superb breakdown of how to develop an online course. It's from a female entrepreneur called Cody Sanchez. She's also worth a follow on Twitter. And that's it. That's the Idea Lab this week. I hope you like the variety of content. A lot of people reached out to me last week and they're like, oh, I loved how random the idea of the Asheville Weekly YouTube channel recommendation was. So I'm trying to keep it mixed up for you. I'm trying to keep it varied. I'm trying to keep the content as wide as possible and as random as possible. So it's not just all about tech, or it's not just all about very e-commerce-y online stuff. I'm trying to keep it as broad as possible for people. My momentum challenge is going well. For those of you who are interested, we're over halfway through lockdown. I'm going to end today on a very big high. We're halfway through lockdown. We're getting closer. We're nearly there. My momentum challenge is I'm exercising every day for the entire duration of lockdown. It's going pretty well. It's hard. I found this week, if I'm very honest with you, this week was the hardest week. First 2 weeks I was pretty enthusiastic. This week was hard. I kind of had to push through that barrier this week. I think it's like any new habit you take up or any new routine you take up, even your initial burst of enthusiasm, and then it kind of falls off. So I found by sharing it online, it's helped me kind of keep accountable. And there's a few people doing it with me, and they're every morning, they're sending me their WhatsApp voice notes going, oh, here, I'm up, I'm doing my Stairmaster, or I'm doing my run, or I'm doing my swim, or whatever. So do get involved. If you are doing it along with me, let me know. I'm a little bit lucky in the fact that I'm working with Parallel Nutrition, and they're keeping me on track with my food. I get my breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered by the lads twice a week, so it's keeping me online. If you want to check them out and get a kickstart on your January new diet or your fitness plans for the new year, I'd say start now. Don't look at January as the silver bullet. We still have half a lockdown, just under half a lockdown to go, so you can create a lot of good habits in that time. So it's parallelnutrition.ie. Also got sent a really cool box. Oh, there we go. Novel ideas. Sorry, if you're on the podcast, you have no idea what I'm pointing at. But it's a very cool gift box I got sent this week. New Irish company called novelideas.ie. My ultimate weakness, books. They sent me a gift book, a gift box even. And in the box is a book that's chosen by them. You tell them kind of the areas you're into. And then there's like a couple of other surprise treats in it. It's very cool. So I would check out novelideas.ie. They're a young Irish company, so I like seeing young entrepreneurs in Ireland, any entrepreneurs in Ireland, starting off and having a crack. So fair play to the guys. That's it for this week. A little bit of a longer episode this week. I had a lot to say. I will see you on Thursday for a new episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment interview series. Until then, be safe.